This is Equestrian Legacy Radio's Saddle Up America. I'm Gary Holt, and joining me is my co-host, Tina Mae Weber. Good morning, Tina.
Well, howdy, Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. It is a beautiful day in Middle Tennessee. The sun is shining and temperatures in the 50s. Great day to be out trail riding.
Yes, it is. It's unusual weather, just gorgeous out.
Yeah, how's your Missouri weather?
We got the same type of weather. I mean, it's still the ground's wet and everything, but the sun shining out there, and it's a nice, perfect temperature to be riding.
All right. Well, we're going to talk a lot about trail riding today and some great places to do that. And tell us who we have on the show.
Well, today we have our regular guest every third Tuesday, Susanna Gibson, founder and publisher of Trailblazer Magazine. Then we travel to Love Valley, North Carolina, to a very unique place, and talk with Daisy Merle, owner of Trailbusters Camp, and Charlie Saunders, the mayor of Love Valley.
All right, so we're going to have a fun show talking with all of these folks. A lot to talk about today, and we're really tickled to welcome a new sponsor to the show, and that is Trailhead Supply. Trailhead Supply is your source for the best camping gear, horse riding equipment, and horse packing equipment. You can learn more about Trailhead Supply at trailheadsupply.com and also TrailGuard, 24-hour roadside travel assistance. TrailGuard was founded with one mission in mind, guarding you down life's trails. You can learn more about TrailGuard at trailguard.org. So grab a big cup of coffee, sit back, and when we come back to the show, we'll be talking with Susanna Gibson.
Frost on the wheatgrass, frost on the sage, frost on the aspen leaves, steam on the lake. Blue autumn skies turn colder by the day, and it's time to get this round of party underway. So buckle on your leggings, get your saddle cinched up tight, pull the round up. Cattle on the skyline, cattle in the trees, riders close behind them, and freedom on the breeze. Well, this way of life is getting older by the day, and it's time to get this round of party underway. So rousing up your ropes and spur your ponies quick and light for the round.
Roundup Fire, a great way to start the show, and one of my favorite people to talk with is Susanna Gibson. Susanna, welcome to the show.
Good morning from the West Coast, Central California.
Good morning.
We have a nice, gorgeous, foggy day.
Well, I tell you what, Southern California is always pretty. And,
it is. I just love it here. We've been having really, it's actually Central California. We've been having great weather and need to get out on a trail ride.
Amen. Amen. Well, with a little of that Roundup fire, that should light people up and have them eager to get out on the trail. So, but anyway, you're always so much fun to talk with. And I know that you were telling me that we have a really interesting story or article that's coming out in Trailblazer about senior horses.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. In this current issue that literally got uploaded to the printer last night, it's a special edition on senior horses, and it's 101 tips to keep your senior horse healthy and thriving. And there's, I think, 8 different authors, but the information in there is just blockbuster. It's the best issue I think we've ever done because there's such a misconception with senior horses that and senior people, and senior dogs, cats, that, you know, that when you get older, you just have to live with, you know, the age thing and all the stuff that comes with it. And it's just not true. And one of the people that is going to start writing for us on a regular basis, Helena Bresk, who is highly accredited with Linda Tellington Jones and Peggy Cummings and even Tom Dorrance was her first person that she trained with. And she lives here where I live. And she has taught me and shown me, even with one of my own dogs, that it's not unusual. Well, let's put it this way. She said it's insane that dogs only live 8 to 10 or 12 years. She said that just doesn't need to be. And she has a whole history of her own horses, dogs, and cats that live between 20 and 35 years old.
Oh, wow.
Now, isn't that amazing?
It is. It is
oh,
amazing.
Wow.
They're thriving. I mean, she has a black dog right now that had cancer when she rescued him, and he was just a mess. And now his coat is as shiny as it can be, and we go for walks. And so she's taught me a lot about that there's so many things that you can do for any horses, but especially senior horses, to keep them thriving and don't just, you know, give in to the premise that, oh, they're old, that's just how they're going to be, because that's just not true.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I keep telling people that about me. I said, you know, I'm not ready to be turned out to the pasture yet, even though I am an old guy, so.
I know. Well, that's the thing. And actually, she's taught it about me, too. She comes in the house and looks through my refrigerator and says, get rid of this, get rid of this, get rid of this. She's my little mentor, but she's wonderful, and I've just learned a lot from her. But this issue, I mean, it's just the best we've ever done, and the information is really unique and relevant to taking care of your senior horses, hoof and saddle fit and how to spoil your horse, just all kinds of things that you can do, big and little things that you can do to keep your horse thriving well into their 20s and 30s and even 40s. I mean, those horses, horses can live that long. Dogs can live to be 20 to 25. They don't have to die at 10 years old, and everybody accepts it.
Well, my Australian Shepherd, Britches, just perked her ears up when you said that. So, she was really glad to hear that. But she's just 5 and a half, so she's got a long time to go yet.
Oh,
but
she's got a long time. But, you know, with some breeds, they say, with dogs or horses, they go, oh, yeah, that's a such and such a dog. Yeah, they only live until about 6 or 8.
Right.
And you're just
Boxers
going.
Boxers is one of them, yeah.
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 And so that's just not true. And so I'm really proud of the information, as always, that Trailblazer brings up that is unlike any other magazine. I mean, we just go out there and get the best writers, and we make it a fun thing for people to read and to learn, because everybody wants to ride their horse forever.
That's right. That
and
is right.
Susanna, what's the name of that horse, if you know? It's an endurance horse, and it's a senior horse. It's quite old, and it's still competing. Are you familiar with that?
Well, there's a lot of them. There was a horse named Elmer Bandit.
Right.
And I think he was from your area, Tennessee, Missouri, Kansas. He competed in competitive riding till the age of 43, I think.
Oh,
and
wow.
In competition, they have to trot out and be sound. I mean, you know. But there's, I mean, I did a thing on Facebook and asked people to send in, talk about their senior horses and how they spoil them. And, I mean, there were people that had horses well into their 30s and 40s, and they were still out riding them and taking care of them. And I thought one of the funniest stories was this lady had two old, I think they were close to 30-year-old standard-bred geldings that, you know, pretty rough and scruffy looking as horses can do, which they don't have to be. They don't have to get those bad coats when they get older if you take care of them. Anyway,
right.
She left her trailer out one day. The horses got out of the fence, and they jumped in the trailer. And they wouldn't come out. So she hooked up, and she drove them around and stopped someplace, took them out. I don't think she rode them, but she took them out, let them graze, and brought them home. And ever since then, whenever they want to go for a trip, a day ride or something, even just in the trailer, they just jump in the trailer, and there they are. She comes out in the morning. She goes,
oh
okay. So I just think that was the cutest story. But there's a 43-year-old horse, Laura Hayes, or 48-year-old Laura Hayes has, and I believe she's still doing endurance. So, you know, like I said, people have to get that notion out of their head that a horse over the age of 15 is old and is, you know, ready to die. That's just silliness. So,
well, it really is.
You got to help out. You know, when you get older. Well, yeah, when you get older, like us. Well, you're all young, but I'm not. And you know, there's things I have to do to take care of myself. A little more attention to myself than I did when I was in my 20s. But that's okay. It still means that I can, you know, do the things that I love to do.
Right.
Well, they've done some of the improvements in feed for elderly horses and things. But I remember when I was younger, and I used to barrel race and compete and everything else like that, and we was up there in the running. And I tell you what, the horse that gave us the run for the money was a 26-year-old paint. And was absolutely awesome. And that was years ago. But I know, you know, nowadays, you know, with the different studies and things like that, they've really discovered what these elderly horses need as far as feed and things, because a lot of it with the elderly horses, they couldn't chew that grain. And now they're seeing that they need more of the roughage type thing, and they've just come up with these different ways that the feed is better for the horses, that they can absorb it and they can take it in.
Yeah, and still have, like, chopped feed. Stanley's is a national company that sells that. I think Life Data sells that. So there's some new companies that you can buy, and it's, you know, a cost. I don't know what the cost of hay is back in Tennessee, but in California you can hardly even get it. So it has become economically feasible to buy from someplace else and have it shipped in. And the thing with that package is that it's all organic, all no pesticides, no mold. I mean, they really take care of it carefully, but it's chopped up, and it just comes in these little bales that are in probably a cardboard bag or something like that.
Right.
And I think that's worth looking into, because better to get that in the horses than bad seed, people putting their horses out on pastures that just don't have any nutrients in them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because of the droughts and different things like that. So there's so many things that you can do for the old guys that you can ride them. Instead of 15, you can ride them twice as long, you know, and have a really long and fun time with them.
Right. Well, we want to talk about some of the things we can do for the seniors, horses, and people, but we have to give something away. And so let's do that and take a break. And when we come back, Susanna, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that folks can do for their senior horse.
Okay, you got it.
All righty. And Tina May, as you know, it's always time to give something
give
to
away.
Some special person. Yeah, so tell us a little bit about the Legacy Club.
Are you going to let me give the winner now, or we have to wait till after break?
You have to wait. You have to wait.
All right,
we'll
I tried,
folks.
I really did. Our Legacy Club is free. It's our way to say thank you to our listeners. The benefits are great. Discounts from our Legacy Club sponsors and select campgrounds. You are also automatically entered into our free prize drawings just for signing up, like our end-of-the-year drawing of a two-horse Hydro Horse system from our premier sponsor, Hydro Horse, and our monthly prize, like this month's $100 gift certificate from our select sponsor, Tucker Tack. And today, the lucky winner will receive a gift pack from Espana Silk Products.
And how can people become a member of the Legacy Club?
They can go online at www.equestrianlegacy.net and look for the Legacy Club membership and sign on.
All right, so it's real easy to do, and not only do you automatically become enrolled in our weekly, monthly, and year-end drawing, but you also receive great discounts from our Legacy Club sponsors. So go to equestrianlegacy.net and just enroll in the Legacy Club. It's very simple to do, and maybe you'll be a winner like the one that we'll announce in just a moment. But we want to mention one of our great show sponsors for Saddle Up America, and that is Trail Guard. Trail Guard is 24-hour roadside travel assistance. With Trail Guard, you get unlimited vehicle towing to a dealership that services your make vehicle, a second tow vehicle to get your trailer and horses home or to your destination, 24-hour coverage for you and your vehicle or the one you're driving or anyone driving your vehicle, and I like this one, a 24-hour personal assistant to help you plan your trip, and much more. Trail Guard was founded with one mission in mind, guarding you down life's trail. Learn more about Trail Guard today at trailguard.org. When we come back, we'll announce the winner of this week's gift pack from Espana Silk All Natural Grooming Products, and we remind you that you're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net. song is Guardian Angel. And Tina May, who is our winner today?
Today's lucky winner of a gift pack from Hispania Silk Products is Mary Swecker of Virginia. And I hope I pronounced that correct.
All right. So congratulations to Mary for winning the Hispania Silk All-Natural Grooming Products gift pack. And that will be going out to her in this next week. So congratulations there. And let's talk just a little bit, Susanna, about some of the things that people can do for their senior horses.
Yes. I mean, I obviously love them. Everybody loves their horses. But there's things that you can physically do for them. And in this particular issue, almost the entire issue is about senior horses, 101 amazing tips to care for your senior horse. We have a section on alternative options, which I've had a huge success with myself. And it tells you what they are, energy patches, acupuncture, you know, and how it can help your horse, what it is, how it can help you, and, you know, ways to find them. And I think that's something that people really should look into, because there are things that you can do for yourself and your horse to help with your, you know, your stiffness and your aches and pains and the arthritis and those different things. And they just work wonderful. So it explains all those. And then Suzanne De Laurentiis, who was on your show last week, isn't she fabulous?
She is great. She is great.
She's just one of the most talented horse trainers that I've ever met in my life. And I just love, she writes for the magazine. So she did a great one on older horses can learn new tricks, and then basically talking about keeping your senior horse active and engaged, and all the different things that you can do. If you can't ride them, what are other ways that you can interact with them and give them a really great quality of life? And
right.
She has a lot of really fun things in there to talk about. We had, just an absolute genius giant in horse physiology and care is Dr. Joseph Thomas from MIT. And he went through, I was really blown away, but he went through showing you the signs and symptoms of immune disease and laminitis and metabolic syndrome and colic, eye problems, and he talks about what it looks like, what you should do, what are the signs and symptoms, which is one of the most important things. And then Hillary Self, who has been really well-known in the horse world as an herbalist, is riding for us now. She's so talented, and she went through the different herbs like milk thistle and devil's claw, and those things, echinacea, they really, really work. They really do. And we want to encourage people to not think, oh, if I'm not giving them a medical shot. I mean, you want to work with your vet, but those are things you can do for yourself. A great section on keeping the hooves balanced and nutritional rich, and senior nutrition from soup to nuts. And the author, again, is a real premier author in how to take care, on nutrition. And she tells us how to, you know, matching calories with your workload. How does your horse keep, you know, are they easy keepers, hard keepers, and fats that heal and nourishing the joints, and just a great overview of a list of things to remember as you're managing the feed, managing senior horse housing, exercise, and turnout by Dr. Jennifer Williams. And she just gave some great tips that even I had not heard of before. I remember one of, and I can't think of which article, but they were talking about, you know, and as horses get older, they can be alpha horses. And they get older, and then they don't get to be alpha horses anymore, and how emotionally stressful that can be. And so I think it was Dr. Williams talked about ways that you can still, find ways to break the herd up and you know, give the alpha a horse a chance to be alpha again. There was one other person that sent in a tip, and she said that her horse, there was a rocky area walking from the barn to the pasture. And this is a little thing, but it's a big thing. and her horse, senior horse, just seemed to be really tenderfooted. So she brought in sand and made it a clear path for him so he wouldn't tiptoe through that, so he would it would keep his feet healthier. And so those kinds of tips that you go, ah, you know, that's a good thing. That's mm-hmm. easy to do. I can do that.
Right, right. Well, you know, one of the things, Susanna, I guess, and it's kind of like us, if you don't use it, you lose it. And I would think one of the most important things for your horse is to be able to have regular exercise, regular saddle time, to keep everything working and moving. And then maybe going from there to make sure that the foot is in good shape. You know, I mean, those are just some basic
Absolutely.
Things that I think, you know, if I don't stay busy and stay exercised at my age, I get a little stiff. By the time I sit
Exactly.
around and do this show, I kind of have to stretch when I get up and get started, you know. So
well, and there are things that you can do, like I say, that's before you get on the horse or yourself.
Right.
You know, putting, warming them up, massaging them, just, you know, helping them kind of loosen up. But that matters, because if you take a horse out that's stiff and you haven't warmed them up, and there's a whole bunch of ways that they, in all these articles they talked about how to do that. You can be even just taking the horse and trotting him over Cavalettis slowly, or walking him over Cavalettis just for 10 minutes to get his mm-hmm. joints moving and everything before you actually get on him and take him out. But they are, I mean, my gosh, I'm stiff every time I get out of bed every day. But I've got different ways, and I go for, you know, I hike and do different things to do that. So, yeah, there's so much attention that, you know, people just, they keep treating the horse, you should treat all your horses this way, but they just seem to give up and say, oh, well, he's 15, he's 18, you know, horses usually die right then, and people just kind of take it for granted that that's all that their horse has or that their dog has in them, and it's just simply not true. And, of course, having, you know, close relationship with your veterinarian, but this article was really 101 tips of things that you yourself as a horse owner can do that are really relevant and logical.
Well, one of the fondest memories that I have, my brothers and I used to love to ride on the farm with my dad. And I can remember one particular day we were riding. We had plenty of land to ride on and trails, so you could get a couple of hours in just here at the farm. But one afternoon we were riding, and Dad was on a 28-year-old mare, and he was up in his 70s. And we had this mare since she was 9 years old. And I thought, you know, that's just pretty cool. Those two old partners are still out enjoying their time out riding and enjoying the country that God gave us to enjoy. And both of them in pretty good shape because they kept doing what, you know, they love to do.
Yeah. And you can, I mean, a lot of times the horse can have a hitch in their get-along, which means they may not be able to compete. But, you know, you can help that along with a lot of these 101 tips to help them. But it doesn't mean they can't go out. It doesn't mean they can't do things. And really, horses don't want to sit in the pasture all day. They want things to do. And just letting your horse out and graze, you know, just doing special things for them, so that there was one tip a girl sent, and I thought, if I could read it real quick, it was just so cute. She says, our Arabian horse Magic is very special to us. It's 45 years old. Oh, where did I close my spot? 45 years old. She's one of the oldest living horses in the country, and we spoil her. She has a stall with the best view, and it provides easy access for visitors to admire her, which she loves. And what Magic really loves is the music we play for her on the radio in the tack room. After breakfast, we crank up the country western classic rock. She's not a fan of alternative rock. But when it's on, Magic sticks her head out of the stall as if to listen to it more intently and seems to dance. You know, so just taking the time saying, well, you know, will the horse have more fun if they're like, you know, where they can be the first stall where more people will give them attention and they can be. So she's paid attention, learned what the horse really loved. It happens to love music, but not alternative rock music. And
right.
That's part of the things that she does to keep the horse engaged. And, you know, you can take a young person and put them in a rest home and they'll be, you know, their mind will be gone in 5 years, you know.
Yeah. Well, now, this is the issue that's coming out in Trailblazer magazine. And when will that be hitting the stands?
It'll be hitting the stands end of next week.
Okay.
So we still have time if people want to subscribe and be able to get that issue. And, oh, my gosh, I hate to brag, but it is really something. They can go to trailblazermagazine.us, like
okay.
the United States.
Right.
And there's a button on there that talks about subscribing. And you can subscribe either print, but also digital. And digital is exactly the same magazine. It's just that you can read it on your computer, iPad, Kindle, and archive it on there instead of having the hard copy. And it's, of course, half the price. But people can go either way with it or do both. You have a lot of people that do both.
Right. Well, it's the best trail riding magazine out there, but it's not just a trail riding magazine. It's got great tips and articles for taking care of your animal in the right way. And this should be a very, very special issue for people to pick up. And a lot of folks have senior horses out there, so we would encourage people to go to trailblazermagazine.us, and if you don't have a subscription, subscribe today. And but you got to tell us, now I've been dying to know this for over 24 hours now, and I've got to know about the fire and the dog.
Oh, the fire and the dog.
Fire and the dog.
All right, this was a lot, probably 25 years ago, and I was living a little bit out of town, actually up by an airport, and there was a road, and a mile up for the road was a highway. And so all of a sudden, I had a Siberian Husky, and she started to run down the driveway onto the road, and anybody that has Huskies know that they're amazing dogs, but they do not mind. And so I was running after her, screaming her name. And, you know, when you're running after, you know, a horse or something, you're going, "Hey, come back, you know, all of this. You know, you're pretty animated. And I caught her and disciplined her and brought her back home. And about 5 minutes later, a couple fire trucks come zooming up the driveway with their headlamps going and everything. And they looked at me and they said, "What's up?" And they said, "Well, is there a fire here?" And I said, "Well, no." And they go, "Well, the neighbor said you were running down the road hysterically saying, 'Fire! Fire!'" And I said,
"Oh,
that's
so
my dog's name."
Oh, that's funny.
Goodness.
And when the fire captain retired after about 50 years and they asked him what was his number one memory, that was the one that he thought about. So be careful what you name your dogs.
Well,
or cats.
I'll have to share this with you. I had a big German Shepherd that I got, and I decided to name her Kitty. And so, you know, people would come to the house. I'd go step outside and I'd holler, "Here, Kitty, Kitty, Kitty," and they would be just so surprised when this big German Shepherd running around the corner of the house. But
that's very funny. Well, what do you have some senior horses, Tina May or Gary? What are you?
I don't. My oldest is 13, so he's at his prime. So
he's
I don't have any old ones anymore. Yes, he is.
Well, over my 50 years, I've had many senior horses that were well up into their 20s and close to 30. And and kind of like I was saying a minute ago, Dad was still riding this particular mare at 28 years old. So they can last a long time with the right kind of care and give you years of pleasure and joy, and you can just kind of grow old together. So that's kind of what I'm doing.
You can.
With
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it
kind
can be
it's how you
different.
Take care of them.
It is how you take care of them. And, again, that's why this 101 tips format we took, there's so many things in there that anybody can do, but they never thought about it. They went, "Oh, wow, okay, that's easy, I can do that." But it really makes a difference. And instead of just, you know, I mean, and even to the point of, you know, blanketing the horse isn't always the best thing to do. And, you know, blanketing them in a trailer is not the best thing to do because horses are warm inside a horse trailer. It may be cold outside, but their body heat inside a metal box, they get warm. And so there are some tips there about how to decide whether you should blanket your horse or not inside a horse trailer, and some good facts about making that decision that I'd never really thought about. I always blanketed my horses, and she has convinced me that I need to make some, you know, think about it, that the horse is going to be plenty warm in there, and they don't need to be in a sweat box.
We can actually weaken our horses if we over baby them, I think, we need to let them be horses and let them, you know, build their strength. Horses, there's just things that have their place. You know, blankets have their place, but it isn't always.
You can find 101 things to do for your senior horse in this month's issue of Trailblazer magazine. I'll be looking for mine and look forward.
Yes, well, it'll be in the mail soon, and I can hardly wait for people to read it and give us feedback.
All right. Well, we look forward to that. You are always so much fun, and I want to thank you for being a trooper. I know you were feeling a little under the weather today, and so, gosh, what a pleasure to have you every time that you're on the show with us.
Thank you. Well, I love, like I told you, I have been a real hermit all my life, and I'm the wizard behind the curtain putting it together, but I never like to go public. But the radio's easy because I don't have to be in front of people. And I look forward to it. I think about it all month long. I think about, you know, what to talk about and interesting things that came up. So I love it, and I want people to know about it. So many people don't know that Trailblazer's out there, and what an amazing magazine it is. So I just want to encourage people to give it a try.
Well, do that. And I know part of the fun of being on the radio is Tina May. So that's always something.
Absolutely. Yeah, let's talk about that. No, I'm just kidding.
Goodness. Well, listen, we love you. We love having you on the show every month. And you take care of yourself, and we look forward to talking to you next month.
Okay. God bless everyone, and I'll talk to you next month.
All right. Thanks, Susanna.
Bye, Susanna.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Always so much fun to talk to Susanna, and great information that she brings to us. Be sure and grab your issue of Trailblazer magazine this month for 101 tips to help your senior horse out. And we want to remind folks that Saddle Up America is brought to you by Trail Guard, 24-hour roadside travel assistance. You can learn more about Trail Guard at trailguard.org. And Trailhead Supply, your source for the best horse camping gear, horse packing equipment, and horse riding gear. And learn more about Trailhead Supply at trailheadsupply.com. And when we come back, we're going to be traveling to Love Valley, North Carolina. I've told some folks about this show, and they're already making plans to travel to Love Valley and meet the great folks there. So we'll come back and talk with Daisy and Charlie in just a moment. And we remind you that you're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
I love them from the start. They're in my veins, running my blood. And if I live to be 100, I'll never get enough. They fill our days, they grace our lives. Our links on the same chain. The kindred spirit is everywhere. This love of horses that we share. Some pintos, some
To death to welcome His Honor the Mayor of Love Valley, North Carolina, Charlie Saunders. Charlie, welcome to the show.
Hello, Gary. How are you?
Doing great.
Hi. Hi, Charlie.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Well, we're excited.
Tell us
about
a little
this
bit
show.
About Love Valley. Oops, sorry. Go
Pardon?
Ahead, Gary.
No, I just said we're really excited about the show because you live in one of the most unique towns in the country. And
I love it.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about how you found Love Valley, how it got started, and a little bit about what you can see there.
Andy Barker started a town. He said he was in a foxhole over in Germany, and that he was scared to death, and he got his mind off of bullets and the scare of being afraid of dying, and that he got to thinking about what he would do when he come back and what he'd like to do. He wanted to build an old western town and have rodeos and the square dancing and the whole nine yards and the saloon and the whole thing is what he wanted to do. And so when he came back, he done construction work with his daddy for a long time, and then he finally got up enough money to do it, and he bought this land and built the town, and that's how it wound up here.
Oh, wow.
When I came here, I was about probably 15 years old the first time I came here, and I thought it was a dream come true. It's the first time I'd never seen anything like that. It's like something you see in old Western movies, you know. But I really fell in love with it, and over the years, I knew him, and I'd come here shoeing horses, you know, and he kept wanting me to build a blacksmith shop. And then I finally, my wife, me and her split up, and I said, well, heck, I'm going to Love Valley. And I came here. And what was so funny about it, there's a lot of girls come here, and that's one reason it brought me here, too. We was close to horses. But when I came here, he wanted me to build a shop so bad that he gave me this lot, and it's right here in town, and he gave it to me for a dollar a year. And he gave me a 15-year lease, on it, and his wife, I give her a $20 bill. She gave me a $5 and swept on the thing, paid in full.
Wow.
But anyway, I lived here 5 years, and after living here 5 years, I told him I'll eat supper with him one night, and I said, what would you sell me the place for? And I didn't want to put a whole lot of money in it, and it being, you know, and I'd have to let it go sometime.
Right.
So I wanted to buy it. And so then the next morning, he told me, he says, come for breakfast in the morning, and we'll give you a price. And I figured, well, see, I'd already built the little shop, and I had been fixed up and everything. And so I figured he'd really sock it to me. So when I went up the next morning, he said he'd sell it to me for $5,000. And that's how
wow.
I bought it. And it was real nice of him to not to really sock it to me.
Well, that's pretty good.
There's some of the sweet. He died about 4 years ago, but his wife, she's still around. She goes to church with me, and she's 94, and they're the sweetest people you'll ever meet. And I really feel blessed to have known those people, and they're real nice to me. That's how I wound up here.
Wow, that's pretty
that's
cool.
Neat.
That's pretty cool. Well, tell us a little bit about the town itself.
We've got a big bar uptown. It's called the Silver Spur, and it has a big dance floor, and it's fixed up like the old Western days, you know, everything. And they have some good bands up there. And then they have two more bars, and then we have tack shops and saddle repair people, and we have a general store. And but it's a neat little town, and I hope I don't leave nobody out. but we really enjoy it, and we got people that rent horses here, but it's really neat. I think a lot of it, and we got some real sweet people here that come here and live here too.
Tell our listeners what's so unique about Love Valley. I just think this is the coolest thing.
To come here, you know, a lot of people go to the dance and party and everything and ride their horses, and it's just we got quite a few trails and it's really neat. And we do a lot of fundraising through the year and raise money. We're rebuilding the arena now, and I put four new bucking chutes in this year. And my boy, he does the PBR, and he does he's a stock manager for him. He flew in and helped me. I really got tickled when he came in. I asked him how to build those spring-loaded latches. And then he said, oh, heck, Daddy, and hung a phone up. I said, well, I guess I made him mad. Anyway, the next morning he was sitting here. But he came in and flew in and helped me do it.
Well, there's no vehicles. There's no vehicles allowed in town, is there?
There are no what?
Vehicles?
No, we don't have the little town park. You know, we don't have the vehicle. Now, we do, like, on a Monday and Tuesday, they'll, like, the beer trucks will come in to where they can get into it and unload. And the people that bring in, like, the Maize Meat Company, they are welcome to drive up through there on the Monday and Tuesday and they unload their goods, you know, where they bring in stuff. Okay.
It's either walking in or riding your horse in,
yeah.
And they've got tie posts in front of all the
exactly.
stores.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
that's
Charlie, how many people in the town of Love Valley?
Around 90 people.
About 90
around
people.
90 residents. Sure.
Well,
yeah,
I picked out a special song, and this is a song we want to play for all of the folks in Love Valley, North Carolina.
Right.
And it's a song by Michael Martin Murphy called Carolina in the Pines. And when we come back from this, we'll be talking with Daisy Murrow. Yeah, we'll talk with Daisy at Trailbusters Campground to find out a bit more.
If you're ever down this way, you come in and stop in and see me, okay?
I'm going to come see
Absolutely.
You. I'll be looking you up. But we'll
All
be
right,
back.
Buddy.
Just thank you, Charlie. And this is for everybody
thank
in Love
you.
Valley, North Carolina. And it's Carolina in the Pines by Michael Martin Murphy. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
Mm-hmm. she knew me, said she'd known me a long time. And she spoke of being in love with every mountain she had climbed. And she talked of trails she'd walked up far above the timber line. From that night on, I knew I'd write songs for Carolina in the pines. There's a new moon on the 14th, first quarter the 21st, and the full moon in the last week brings a fullness to this earth. There's no guesswork in the clockwork of the world's heart or mine. There are nights I only feel right with Carolina in the pines.
Trailhead Supply. Trailhead Supply is your source for the best camping gear, horse packing equipment, and horse riding gear. Trailhead Supply is your full-service online packing supply store. With their storefront location in Kalispell, Montana, Trailhead Supply doesn't just sell packing supplies. They stand behind every product they sell, and they use them. Trailhead Supply, your online source for the very best in camping gear, horse packing equipment, and horse riding gear. Visit Trailhead Supply online at trailheadsupply.com. And we want to welcome to the show now Daisy Murrow, who owns Trailbusters Campground in Love Valley. And welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good be on it.
Hi, Daisy.
Oh. Hey, Tina.
Hi.
How y'all doing?
We're doing fantastic. Great.
Well, we hope everybody in Love Valley is listening to the show today, so we're tickled to have you on. And I know Tina has a lot of questions that she wants to ask about your campground and a little more about the town and things to see and do. So, Tina May?
Yep. All righty. Daisy, how did you come about having a horse camp? Let's talk about the history of the Trailbusters. How did you
I came to Love Valley back in 1990 and just fell in love with the place immediately. The trails were wonderful. There were so many trails, lots of beautiful views, nice breezes coming through the woods, and just wonderful horse people that you were able to meet here from all over the country.
Wow. And so when did you, so what happened next for you to have the campground?
Well, in 2000, we bought this place up here and turned it into a campground. And we have a large barn out back with the 12x12 double walled stud-proof, crib-proof stalls, and nice flat parking lot with hookup. We also provide primitive parking, and I also have several rooms in my house that I rent out. And Love Valley has several campgrounds up here, and we offer a variety of camping up here for everyone. So everyone's welcome to come up here and have a wonderful time with their family and friends.
Awesome. And it's kind of a very close-knit community, isn't it?
Very, very close. When my husband passed away up here, the town just really circled me, and we didn't have insurance, and most of our money went to pay for his hospital bills. And the town knew this, and the mayor of the town donated the pine wood for his casket. Three gentlemen in the town built his pine casket. The mayor's daughter, Andy Barker's daughter, granddaughter Tori Barker, she had sat and shipped in overnight, and she lined his casket. And all the ladies in town picked flowers from their yards and made the flower spray for the casket. So that goes to show you the kind of love that's in this town. And the very first building built in Love Valley was the church. And the name Love Valley was named after the love of Christ. So it's really a very loving, close-knit town to live in. I feel very fortunate to have found this place.
It sounds so neat. And you guys try very hard to keep the common ground and to keep it rustic and to keep it old time.
Correct. We want to keep the Western ambiance in this town. And it's like all the street lights are the amber lights instead of the harsh white lights that you see in the regular street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you guys kind of live that. You live in that rustic Western time in modern day.
Right.
That is awesome. Well, tell us a little bit more about what's so unique. So what's so unique about Horse Valley? You've got the great community and everything, and tell us about some of the what sets Love Valley different than other places. What's unique about it?
Well, provided that you can't ride a motorized vehicle in town, you either walk or ride a horse. But we also put off wonderful events. And my favorite one personally is the chili cook-off, and that's going to be October the 10th of this year. And it's put off by the Mule Association of Love Valley. And it's...
I think we've got a little technical problem there with Daisy's line.
I think so. Oh,
can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I can now.
Okay. I'm sorry. It's sometimes reception up here is really bad. But my favorite event up here is the chili cook-off. And that is October the 10th. And it is put off by the Mule Association of Love Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just making sure you could still hear me. And then there are two other events that are put off by the Love Valley Horsemen's Association up here that I really enjoy. And it's the poker ride. That'll be May the 23rd. And then there's another one on March the 14th, which is the Love Valley Drawdown. And the Love Valley Horsemen's Association, all their proceeds go to paying for the trails and to pay for the land rent, because we have to compete against the hunters. And so we pay the landowners to keep those trails going as well. So that's what the Love Valley Horsemen's Association is all about.
Wow.
I know Tina May has already put the chili cook-off on her to-do list.
Yes, I did.
I do not blame you, Tina. It is wonderful.
Well, I'm going to stay ahead of the pack. I don't want no blazing saddles going around there, so I'm going to be in front.
Gosh.
Yeah,
she likes
front, Tina.
She likes the food, so when you talk about a chili cook-off and a trail ride, she's going to be there. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, that sounds
great.
That sounds yummy and fun in October. A chili cook-off and horseback riding and being in an old western town and great folks all around. I think that's a done deal there. That sounds wonderful.
Well, you
that
got
sounds
some
wonderful.
Oh, it is. It's a must-see by everyone at least once in their life.
Hey, talk to us a little bit more about the different stores and shops that you've got there in town. Because, and again, we can talk about food and always we'll get Tina May interested, but you were talking about some pretty good steak somewhere when we talked yesterday.
The Silver Spur, it's, you can be out on the trail and ride the trails all day. You're hungry when you get in off the trail. Just ride your horse up to the Silver Spur Saloon, Taj. He's a great cook in there, and he's been with him a long time. Just tie your horse up to the hitch and rail, mosey on inside, and order you one of those terrific steaks, sit down and have your steak, potato, and bread salad. And once you get full, get back on your horse, ride back to your campground, let your horse go into the paddocks and come back up into town and dance that evening.
Well, now you were talking about, you know, Trailbusters is just way, way away from the town, isn't it?
We're the closest campground to town. You got about 300 feet to walk, and then you're in the Mecca.
So you can't get a horse campground that's much closer to the town and all the action than Trailbusters is. And that's pretty neat. I mean, you just ride from the campground right into town and hitch your horse up there at the Silver Spur and go in and have a big steak. But you've got some other little shops there as well, too, don't you?
Moonshine Gifts, and she's got a lot of the local crafts and canned goods that she sells in there. So I really recommend going by and seeing Tori Barker at the Moonshine Gifts. And you'll find a lot of neat things there. And then right next door to me is the Hitch and Rail, and that young gentleman, he is an excellent leather smith. So if you've got any leather repair work that needs to be done or something you want to make customized or anything like that, Chris will be glad to accommodate you.
Awesome. Well, tell us about the trails around there. You were telling us some stories about some trails that you have. Tell us a little bit about those.
Well, there's one. It's you go up Starbuck Lane, and on a real crystal clear day, you can look out over about 75 miles, and you'll see Pilot Mountain. And that Pilot Mountain is a rock-top mountain. The whole top of that mountain, the knob on it is solid rock. And it's not far from Mayberry, which everybody knows about Mayberry.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And but that's a really beautiful view. And my favorite trail is the creek ride, and it's just really nice. It's a place where your horse can get some crystal clear, cool mountain water to drink while on the trail. There's several places you can stop along that trail and tie your horse up. Everybody can take a breather, eat a little lunch out on the trail if you want to, socialize. And that trail there is a real nice trail. We've got some advanced trails like the Pinto Bean Trail, and there are some other trails also for the very advanced and some you want a little bit of younger, healthier horse for that trail. But the Creek Trail, just about all ages can do that, and it's a nice four-hour, five-hour trail. And also, I love to ride me a meal, and they've got a swinging bridge there, and you can walk across the swinging bridge and go down this little hobbit trail, and you can sit out on this little rock, and it's right there where the dam is. And that is just a real peaceful, wonderful place to go visit while you're up here is Lenny's Mill, and you can buy some stone ground meal from them.
Well, that's neat. So you got trails for everybody, from the beginners to the advanced. You've got things to see and sights to see on the trail. And sounds like you've got plenty of trails for riding, and then you've got all the entertainment and the food when you get back. If you don't want to cook over an open fire, they can just walk or ride to town and fill their bellies full. That sounds pretty neat. Well, tell us your location. Where are you?
I'm just about 300 feet from the main area of Love Valley. I'm on it. When you come into Love Valley, you'll come in on Love Valley Road, and you just keep on going straight, and it will become Henry Martin Trail, and that's where it becomes dirt. And you'll see my place. There's a tree in the middle of the road, and you will see my place up on the right, Trailbusters. And if you keep on going straight another 300 feet, you'll see a big banner on wood poles. It says Love Valley, and that's where the mecca of Love Valley is right there.
That's pretty cool. Wow. Now, I think you told me yesterday that Love Valley is just about 13 miles from north of Statesville, North Carolina.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah,
if you needed to do some shopping, you don't have too far to go to get you some victuals and bring them back up to Love Valley and fix them over the fire.
Well, and you also mentioned there was Amish country that was close by.
There is. There's you go down 901, and it's probably about 12 miles from here, and it's a little Amish community. And I like to go there at 9 o'clock on Saturday mornings. You can get the best donuts you've ever put in your mouth.
Tina May is just, she's planning her trip, you know, between the chili cook-off and the steaks at the Silver Spur and the Amish donuts. I mean, she's sold.
Oh, my.
She is absolutely sold.
Get your cornmeal from Lenny's Meal.
And your cornmeal down at Lenny's
Meal. You have to have cornbread for the chili. You bet.
Right. You got that right, Tina.
Goodness.
That sounds wonderful. It sounds like such a neat, unique place to come to. I got a question for you. I didn't ask you the other day. When people come and visit, do they like to really play the part? Do they dress up, you know, going into the Western town and everything?
Tina, that is an excellent question. And, yes, they do. And a lot of them they've even been known to wear cavalry outfits up here. And you can see people, some of them come up here. There's a lady named TJ, and she rides a bull.
Oh, wow.
Up here.
Yeah.
And you don't want to tie your horse next to the bull, and she'll warn you not to do that. But on the trails, he doesn't bother anybody. But and then there's couple other people that rode bulls up here. I didn't have the honor of meeting them. And there's a lady one year that brought a, she was pony and a zebra.
Oh, wow.
You never know what you're going to see up here.
Wow. Wow. Well, it's one of the most unique towns in the country because a population of about 90 folks, but that swells during the different events that you have up there. And you've had concerts up there. I think I saw on Love Valley's website that the Allman Brothers had performed up there a few years ago.
Yes, they did back in 70, I believe that was. A little bit before my time, Gary. But they did own some property up here, and rumor had it that the songwriter, I'm not sure of his name, he would come up here in the little cabin for many, many years and write songs that they published from up here. So it's a great place to meditate, too.
Yeah. Well, a lot of events that go on at Love Valley throughout the year, and you mentioned yesterday that people can just ride for days and days on the trails that are out there. A lot of places to ride to and see and do things. And didn't they do a few movies up there in the past?
Yes, they have. I'm not real sure about all of them. I know they have done some zombie movies up here too. They
You just never know what you might see in Love Valley.
No, you don't. You really, really don't. And on my website, trailbusters.com, lovevalleytrailbusters.com, I have pictures that you can look at. They're like little picture books, and they'll flip through, and you'll see some of the pictures. And I did manage to capture that zebra up here.
Well, I'm still thinking about the zombie movie invading the western town. That would be a hoot to have seen,
right.
I think. But anyway, a great
scary, Gary.
gosh, I could see them in their cowboy and cowgirl outfits, you know, kind of pulling up to the bar. But anyway, Love Valley is a great place to visit. Trail Busters is the campground to stay in. And so what are the next events that are coming up there, Daisy?
Okay, well, we've got an event this weekend that is raising money for the town arena. We're wanting to upgrade that arena, and we're trying to raise money for that. And we've got a trail ride this Saturday. And it's, Charlie, you remember the name of that, what they're calling that, the Frigid First Year Trail Ride? Yeah, it's and so we're starting to open the season back up this year. So we're starting this weekend.
All right.
That's awesome.
That's an early start on things. Go ahead, Tina.
And I'd like to remind folks that the Trailbusters Horse Camp is a Legacy Club sponsor as well. So don't forget to mention that when you call and make reservations.
Yes. You'll get a discount.
All right. Everybody can use a discount. So, but anyway, that's, you know, a great place to visit. You know, very few towns that are horse friendly like this place is, and the community just gets behind everything that's going on. They welcome the trail riders, and just a place for your bucket list for 2015. And that's Love Valley and Trailbusters Horse Campground. And I got to get up there and meet Charlie and meet you. And yeah, it may not be during chili cook-off time, but it sounds like it'd be a great place to go any time of the year to visit and stay and ride some great trails up there.
Well, Gary, this town would love to have you and Tina come visit us.
All right. Well, we look forward to doing that. And tell Charlie thank you for being on the show today. And I hope everybody in Love Valley gets to listen to the show and look forward to seeing
you
soon.
They are. You wouldn't believe the calls I've had this morning. You would not believe it. They're all excited.
Well, that's
wonderful.
If they miss
the live
show.
I'm looking forward to visiting.
If they miss the live show, they can go back and catch it online anytime that they want to. So it'll be there. All of our shows are archived, so people can go back and listen time and again. So love looking
that
forward.
That sounds like a plan, Gary.
All right. Well, Daisy, thanks so much. Tell Charlie thank you, and we look forward to seeing you in the future.
I'll do it, and we'll see you now.
All right.
Thanks, Daisy.
Bye-bye. Right. You're welcome. Bye.
And we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back on Equestrian Legacy Radio's Saddle Up America, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
Well, I got a gal at the head of a creek, going up to see her about 2 times a week. Kiss her on the mouth as sweet as any wine, wrap herself around me like a sweet potato vine. Going up Cripple Creek, going on a run, going up Cripple Creek, have a little fun. Going up Cripple Creek, going in a whirl, going up Cripple Creek, see my little girl. On a boy like a dog on a bone. Hold my princess up to my knees, waiting old Cripple Creek whenever I plead. Going up Cripple Creek, going on a run. Going up Cripple Creek, have a little fun. Going up Cripple Creek, going in a whirl. Going up Cripple Creek, see my little girl.
Espinoza, a great way to end that segment of the show. And just a lot of fun talking with all of the folks today on the show. We want to remind everyone that Saddle Up America is brought to you by Trail Guard, 24-hour roadside travel assistance. Trail Guard was founded with one mission in mind, and that's guarding you down life's trails. And you can learn more about Trail Guard at trailguard.org. And also, before you get ready to head to Love Valley, you probably need to visit Trailhead Supply, your source for the best in camping gear, horse packing equipment, and horse riding gear. So you can learn more about Trailhead Supply online at trailheadsupply.com. And Tina May, I've got to tell folks about our national trail ride that's coming up. Can I do that?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yes. The Fiona Rose Foundation ride. I can't wait.
All right, so this is Equestrian Legacy Radio's National Trail Ride, and it's to benefit the Fiona Rose Murphy Foundation. We're helping kids with osteogenesis imperfecta, that's brittle bone disease, and the date for that is June 4th through the 6th. And it's a lot more than a trail ride. In addition to 120 miles of trails at the beautiful Circle E Guest Ranch just outside of Nashville, this year's event features 2 nights of concerts with the legendary Michael Martin Murphy, Templeton Thompson, and the Sawdust Brothers, Craig Cameron's Extreme Cowboy Association National Championship, the Cowboy Up Ball, Cowboy Church, and Vendor Row, and there's a whole lot more. So be sure to visit equestrianlegacy.net for details on the event that's coming up June the 4th through the 6th to benefit the Fiona Rose Murphy Foundation. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Tina May is going to be there riding. We've got folks that are coming from all over the country to participate in the event with the Extreme Cowboy Association as well as to ride the trails and vendors that are coming from all across the country as well. So equestrianlegacy.net is the place to visit for more information, and you can make reservations from our website there. So, gosh, it's been a good show.
Oh, it has. Another place. I got another place in my books. My year needs to get longer. I'm running out of time.
Well, you may just need to be planning into 2016 by now, but as long as it's on your bucket list, there are a lot of great places across North America to visit and see the country and just really neat places like Love Valley. I mean, you don't find places like that.
No, if somebody's looking for a unique old-time adventure with your horse, they need to visit Love Valley, North Carolina. I think they'll remember.
They do, they do. But anyway, tell us who's coming on the show next week.
Well, next week we have Doc Mishler, a long rider with a mission and a story to be told. Then we travel to Dunnellan, Florida, and talk with Amber Ray and Laurel Mulder, manager and owner of the Gothy Trailhead Ranch and Campground.
All right. Well, Florida sounds like a great place to be during this cold weather.
It does. It does. But we're having kind of nice weather right now, kind of getting spoiled with some unusually warm weather. So I'm hoping people are getting out there that's getting some of this nice weather and saddling up.
Well, I hope so, too. I think it's just a tease. We still have a little more cold weather that's coming in, but it's been great for the last couple of days. So it'll be a really good show on Saddle Up America next Tuesday at noon. Thursday on the Campfire Cafe, we're going to have Devin and the Outlaw that will be joining us. So a lot of great music and a horse guest to join us this Thursday on the Campfire Cafe at noon. And then Sunday on Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale, that show airs at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning, Central Time. And Belinda's guest this week will be Mickey Daniel, a really talented young lady and also a great horsewoman. So Mickey loves to ride and told me she'd love to be a trainer once her musical career is over with. So anyway, it's going to be a fun, fun show on Sunday. A great show this Thursday, so be sure and tune in. We want to remind folks that people are listening all over the world online to Equestrian Legacy Radio, and now they're using our free mobile app. So you can download the mobile app at our website, equestrianlegacy.net, and take us on the road, on the go. I've got folks that tell me they're listening in airports in Germany and cleaning barns in wherever they are. So you can take Equestrian Legacy Radio and enjoy all of our shows, our past shows. Visit us on Facebook from there, and you can visit our website. You can even contact us through phone or email with that free mobile app. So it's a pretty cool little deal, and it's all free. Just download it at equestrianlegacy.net. So any final thoughts?
Don't forget to join our Legacy Club so that you can be entered for our free drawings. Take advantage of all the benefits, the discounts from all our Legacy Club sponsors and our select campgrounds.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So not a lot of things that you get free today, but that's one. And so you can do that at equestrianlegacy.net as well. Well, I've had a good time. I could just imagine you drooling over the chili when she was talking about that. And
sounds good.
So, yeah, a lot of great places to ride and eat. So get out and enjoy your horses. Enjoy this country. Spend time with your family. Get the kids involved. And get them away from those computer games and outside to enjoy this country. So we appreciate everyone listening. We remind you, as always, if you climb in the saddle,
get ready for the ride.
Get ready for the ride on Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net. Thanks for listening, and we'll close this out with Driftin' Again by R.W. Hampton.
Tumbleweed, riding the wind with the dandelion seed. Someday I'll land, but I don't know when. cut me loose and told me don't come back. Now I'm like a hobo by the railroad track, drifting again like an old tumbleweed, riding the wind with the dandelion seeds. Someday I'll land, but I don't know when. Till then I'm drifting again. Couldn't grow on through these cowboy boots, drifting again like an old tumbleweed, riding the wind with the dandelion seeds. Someday I'll land, but I don't know when. Till then I'm drifting again. Yes, I'm